seen them. I used to farm right back here. And it was a Marguson Corp ditch where I'd turn around and he'd leave a drag wide as my hand. He was a huge scum. But I never could catch him going there. And one morning I was plying. And just before the mule got to the end, right back here in the winter, the mule stopped. And bucktail and blow, out of me, you know. And I stopped. And I hear sticks breaking on the ditch bank. And I looked around there and there's a king snake going up that ditch. And he was tracking that moccasin then. And I ain't seen that moccasin and seen no sign of him from that day to this. And that snake found him up there and killed him. And my brother-in-law said he was fishing. And a cane snake come up to the creek where he was fishing at and caught a moccasin, caught him right in his bottom lip. And said the cane snake wasn't no more than that long, but this moccasin way out. This moccasin swam out in the lake with him and said wrestling and tussling, they had it out there. And this cane snake would back, holding that snake right in the mouth, right in his lip, and come back to the bank. And this old moccasin was so big and heavy, he came back out in the water, and that little old cane snake would just still hold his hold. And he sat there with a fishing pole, watched. And when that moccasin got wood down, kind of cooked down, this cane snake back to the bank and wrapped his tail around a bush and draw at this moccasin. And when he got him up to the bank, he back and wrapped his tail around another bush and pulled him out on the ground. And he wrapped around him and straightened out and said, you could just hit a bone and turn him loose and crawl him over. And he couldn't talk plain. He said, I never will kill another plane. And so there's a big one went along out there across the road, out between here and the road. I was going to the mailbox. And a great big one crossed right ahead of me coming over here this way. I just stopped and didn't, you know. Didn't try to catch him. Now, that's one thing I didn't do. They say they ain't poison, but I don't catch none of them. Now they say a rat snake ain't poison, but I don't play with a snake.
You reckon any of these snakes around here can outrun a man? Are they any of that fast?
The coach whips and black runners can outrun you.
Are they poisonous?
They say they ain't. Coach whip will whoop you. Oh. Say he'll tie you and get around your neck and he'll get around your neck and choke you to death.
Mm. Have you ever heard of any kind of snake that can put its tail in its mouth and roll along kind of like a bicycle wheel?
I ain't never heard of that, but I've heard them talking about stinging snakes roll out of it, you know. And they sting you with his tail. He don't bite you, he stick his tail in. And they said, that'll kill you. Yeah. And I'm scared of all snakes.
Well, I'm like you, I don't trust them.
I had my daddy say, he was fishing with a boy once, and the boy was powerful as a nod and sleep. And they used to have blacksmith shops down on the swamp on the bank of the creek where they could get water. They didn't have wells they could get none. And he couldn't keep that boy woke up. He went around his hooks and he caught an eagle. And they brought him up there and that boy had on a pair of overalls. So he slipped the eagle in his pants and stuck the eagle's head out his pants and woke the boy up. And told him he see the snake there, see the snake.